Had I exited the corridor and entered the central hall, emerging in a large, circular space, an open spot necessitated by the ship's structure that had been repurposed as a sort of unofficial common area. A group of children kicked a ball around as adults stood and chatted nearby, all just enjoying a little break from the cramped confines of the modules where they spent most of their time. One of the kids looked up.
"Captain Gossett!"
the boy said, a human olive skin with red hair. She knew him.
"Hello, Serge," Hedda said. "What's the good word? Everything all right here?"
The other children stopped their game and clustered around her.
"Could use some new holos," Serge said. "We've watched everything in the system."
"All we got is all we got," Hedda replied. "And stop trying to slice into the archive to see the age-restricted titles. You think I don't know? This is my ship. I know everything that happens on the Legacy Run." She leaned forward. "Everything." Serge blushed and looked towards his friends, who had also suddenly found very interesting things to look at on the absolutely uninteresting floor, ceiling and walls of the chamber.
"Don't worry about it," she said, straightening. "I get it. This is a pretty boring ride. You won't believe me, but in not too long, when your parents have you ploughing fields or building fences or fighting off rancors, you'll be dreaming of the time you spent on this ship. Just relax and enjoy."
Serge rolled his eyes and returned to whatever improvised ball game he and the other kids had devised. Hedda grinned and moved through the room, nodding and chatting as she went. Hedda's rounds took over an hour. She made her way through the passenger compartments, but also checked on the shipment of supercooled liquid tibana to make sure the volatile stuff was properly locked down. It was. Inspected the engines. All good. Investigated the status of repairs to the ship's environmental recirculation systems. In progress and proceeding nicely, and made sure fuel reserves were still more than adequate for the rest of the journey, with a comfortable margin besides. They were. Hedda returned to the bridge, where Lieutenant Baumann all but leapt to his feet the moment he saw her enter.
"Captain on the bridge!"
he said, and the other officers sat up straighter.
"Thank you, Jerry,"
Hedda said as her second stepped aside and returned to his post. Hedda settled into her command chair, automatically checking the displays, scanning for anything out of the ordinary.
"All is well," she thought.